Season 2 of Freelance to Founder is brought to you by AndCo. At AndCo, they pair you with a real-life human being and a cutting-edge app to help you start, manage, and scale your freelance business. To learn more and try AndCo free today, visit and.co. That's and.co. Season 2 is also supported by Audioblocks. We use Audioblocks to find unique, quality music for the stories we tell on Freelance to Founder. And now you can get access to their library of over 130,000 sound clips for just $99 per year by visiting audioblocks.com/founders. That's audioblocks.com/founders with an S. Now, enjoy this episode of Freelance to Founder.
My name's Clay Mosley. I am the chief geek and founder of Rock City Digital. And yes, that is my official title. And we are essentially a branding and marketing agency. We're especially known for making things that are boring not boring.
For Milo, I'm Brandon Hull, and this is Freelance to Founder. You were just introduced to CEO Clay Mosley, founder of digital marketing agency Rock City Digital. They do some really cool stuff online. But tell you what, let's take a morning walk with Clay to get inside his head right off the bat.
Can we go for a walk?
No, not all of it.
Phew! It's cold this morning. Going on a cold. Hi. So today's a pretty dull day. Decided to work from home today. And this is one of the benefits of owning your own business is I get to do whatever the hell I want. And part of that is I get to go on walks on this trail anytime I want to with my puppy,
Riley.
And I think it's very important to let your employees do that as well, because all the members of my team, they are open to work from home, work from a coffee shop, work at the Innovation Hub, which is our co-working space. It's whatever works for them, whatever gives them their creativity. Because we're a very creative business, so I think it's important to let them work whatever hours, whatever environment they feel like they can really be productive. For me, I work during the day, but I actually get most of my work done at night. So I work from 8:30 to about 5 o'clock, and then sometimes I call it early. I'll go home about 3 or 4, but. I don't work usually from 6 to 9 p.m. And then 9 p.m. to about 2 a.m., that's when I get most of my work done. So that is my stride. So I think it's important to find your stride to be the most productive person that you can be. So, see you guys.
Sounds sexy, doesn't it? Owning a digital marketing agency. Well, what if I told you it didn't start off that way for Clay? I have a feeling you'll relate to this episode, even if your freelance work or small business doesn't entail what Clay does for a living. See, Clay's business got started in the most auspicious of ways. Let's get it going.
Back in 2005, so I graduated college back then, and I took the first job that I was offered, worked for a corporate insurance company, and I was a insurance fraud investigator. It's almost like, you know, the FBI, but not quite a cool title, right? Insurance fraud investigator. Well, in a nutshell, I was a cubicle rat, and every single day I was done with my work by 10 a.m. and I twiddled my thumbs for the rest of the day. And I just, it was not for me. And then after that, I pretty much job hopped, over the next few years. But after that, I did go.
All right, so at this point in the interview, Clay shares the details of 4 to 5 jobs with me that he held after serving as an insurance investigator. You can still hear him in the background. Go, Clay. I wish you could have been here. It was hilarious. Clay has lived a life, I'm telling you. But there was one little secret about the last few jobs that he revealed after telling me about them all. And it's relevant.
Jobs that I've had over the last, you know, few years since 05. So I guess it was my first 10 years, because that was January 2015. I did get fired from all those jobs. Yeah, every one of them. And it wasn't for lack of work. Like, I wasn't lazy. The reason I got fired from them is because I worked for a bunch of traditional people. And so one of the things, like, I was really good at was trying to figure out how to be way more efficient at a lot of the things that we did. And so I might figure out how to do something in half the amount of steps with the same result or even better results. But the problem was, you know, like, my bosses, they were very traditional, and it's been done, you know, quote unquote, it's been done this way for 30 years, whatever. And so for those kind of things, I got fired. and so this last company I worked for 3 years, I got fired in January 2015. Well, in January 2014, so the last year that I was there, I had decided that I was going to try to, or I'm going to try to, you know, basically build websites part time.
So Clay starts a side gig building websites. Never a developer, he nevertheless feels pretty good about the opportunity in front of him. He's got sales skills. He's got family and friends to start building sites for out of the gates. He's got a good chance to start a portfolio. But maybe you've experienced this. You're doing great work for people close to you who know you, but in actuality, you lack the deep technical skills to do certain types of freelance work or to start from scratch with customers who don't know you. One of his mentors encouraged him to go to work for an agency to get his feet wet. He tried that, but application after application was ignored over a couple of months. Why? Clay knew there were several problems.
On paper, I'm like the worst person ever to walk through the doors. Being fired from every job, I could not check the little box that said, "May we contact your previous supervisor?" Because obviously, I got fired. I had no education background in it. And no certified skills at all. My portfolio was mediocre at best. And I'm trying to get a job at these agencies.
From numerous firings to his inability to get a web design job, at this point, I promise you, the story gets better, and there are some tremendous lessons to be learned. Clay's confidence never wanes despite all of this. He knows he has an eye for design. He's sure he can build digital experiences that make a difference for clients. He wasn't just a risk on paper. He had someone else he needed to convince to let him do this full time.
After realizing that I'm unemployable at this point, I go to my wife and I said, "I think I want to try to do this as a freelancer, just self-employed." That was a really long conversation. I basically said, and I remember this, "Give me 1 year to figure it out. And if it doesn't work after 1 year, then I will go find a job that I hate and I'll just work it." And so she agreed. It was end of February, beginning of March 2015 is when I started Rock City Digital. And it's worked out since then. When I first got started, I was taking any and every project that came to me. And I was working for dirt cheap, you know, with zero revenue. I mean, I remember I was doing websites for $500, and I mean, that's insane to, like, I think about that now and I'm like, that was insane.
Isn't that how many of us get started? Early on, it's about the money. You've got to get revenue in the door. You can't work for free, but you're not likely to be able to command the fees you'd like to per project. You'll hear this in episode 4 with Caleb Wojcik. There's a trade-off that happens when you start a business like this. Early on, you need revenue. Later on, you can be more picky about the clients you take on. Maybe you take some on for the revenue, but others you take on for the client's stature, and maybe others you take on because of the nature of the work. Anywho, Clay burst out of the gates quickly with revenue with his new venture, or at least it felt that way in the first 30 days. The next few months were a different story.
My first month of being self-employed, and I made like $4,000 or $5,000. And which, that's pretty dang good for like first month, right? But you know what though? Like that second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth month, I was, no joke, it was like I was ramen noodling it. I was scrounging for projects. And you know, the problem was is that as I was working on I get a new project, and as I was working on that, my sales activity stopped. And then, you know, it's that endless cycle.
The cycle he's referring to is this one. You dedicate time going after clients and you land them. But then you have to bear down and do the work as a freelancer, which means no new clients are coming aboard. In Clay's case, he also had that certain someone who had given him a 1-year probationary period to make the magic happen. Remember her? So, was she getting nervous?
She is the most patient person ever. So, you know, she was being very patient, was not saying anything, because she knew that the agreement was 1 year. You know, some conversations were not very pleasant, especially those months where, there was a month where I had negative. I was negative. And that was probably the most unpleasant conversation I had with my wife. Because what happened was, I not only did I get zero sales that month, and not only did I not finish a project that month, because you know you get paid on the back end, at least a lot of people do. I did it, anyways. I had somebody basically change their mind, not to my fault, but and I had agreed that okay, well I'll go ahead and give you a refund check. And looking back, I probably shouldn't have done it because I put work into it. But I don't know. I'm a nice guy, I guess. I was in build a portfolio mode. You know what's interesting? I didn't even have my own website up for the first 6 months.
So when did things turn the corner officially for Clay? Maybe when he started taking some more disciplined approaches to the business. It took about 8 months before he settled into a groove with how he wanted to run his fledgling agency. He moved from working only with customers who knew and trusted him before doing any business with him to those who found him through other means, customers who don't know you already. When you start working with clients who don't know you, you realize quickly that you need a discipline about how you do things. You realize you need a process for doing everything, in fact, your own process. You need to streamline. You need to be much more efficient about how you sell new clients, how you manage the creative process, and, of course, how you run the business behind the scenes.
I recognize in about 8 months, 8 or 9, you know, what things were, what kinds of tasks were not making me money. I thought about every single task that I do from a sales point of view, a marketing point of view, a business point of view, and a project point of view.
So Clay treated the business like a business. How about you? Do you do this? On the backside of Preston's short break here in a moment, I'm going to share with you a couple thoroughly unorthodox approaches that Clay used as he grew his agency. You might be shocked.
Season 2 of Freelance to Founder is brought to you by AndCo. At AndCo, they pair you with a real-life human being and a cutting-edge app to help you start, manage, and scale your freelance business. With AndCo, you can create contracts, send invoices, track time, manage your expenses, and get paid online quickly and simply just by connecting your bank account. The best part of AndCo is getting paired with a chief operator, a real human being who's there to help you whenever you have questions about your freelance business. To learn more and try AndCo free, visit and.co. That's and.co. Season 2 is also supported by Audioblocks. We use Audioblocks to find unique, quality music for the stories we tell on Freelance to Founder. And now you can get access to their library of over 130,000 sound clips for just $99 a year. Plus, they'll throw in access to their very popular stock video site, Videoblocks, absolutely free. It's all part of their creator-to-creator offer going on right now for a limited time. To grab this offer before it's gone, visit audioblocks.com/founders. That's audioblocks.com/founders with an S. Now, enjoy the rest of this episode of Freelance to Founder.
getting a super late start this morning. Nowadays, because I'm usually up earlier, but I was up till 4 o'clock.
I told you Clay plays by different rules. You're listening to an impromptu vlog that Clay created safely on the way to the office one day. I'm pretty sure you don't do one of these, understandably, and probably for the same reasons as your freelancer friends. Who knows what kind of return you'll get on the effort? I can't tell you that this specific YouTube video that the audio is pulled from turned into a torrent of leads to his agency. It has 51 views at the time I share it with you. But it shows the kind of approach Clay takes to running his agency. Unorthodox. Doing things that don't always scale.
And when we're closed for holidays and specials that they have going on. Maybe once a month or so is how often they want to post. So think about it this way. Out of 100 people, 95% of them are probably on some sort of social network. Out of that remaining 5%, probably 2.5% are actually either texting or on the phone, like an actual phone call. Or in the remaining 2.5%, they're probably on Google searching for something. But that 90 to 95%, they are on some sort of social network. I can almost guarantee. I'd be willing to put money on it. Yeah, so that is all this particular person wants, is to update social once a month. Tell me how that makes sense. Can you ignore the 95%? What's crazy is it's things that everyone, especially in our industry, think that need to be done. Perfect example, I don't do proposals. I don't do a single proposal. The only document that I do is the agreement. That is it. I used to do all that. I used to do a proposal. I used to do the scoping, like discovery type thing, you know, like asking questions and things like that. No, I got rid of all that. What I decided to do was actually put my pricing on my website. When someone asks for a proposal, I just say, pricing's on the website. Because I was spending 10 hours a week doing proposals, like putting them together.
Now, before you shake your head in surprise, think about this. If you know exactly the types of client work you want to take on, and you have the flexibility to turn down work you don't want to take, this isn't really all that risky. Clay believes there are generally 4 types of websites. The basic site that shows you what a company does and who you are. Then there's the e-commerce site. There's specialty sites with specific functionality like membership sites. And then the hyper-complex sites that few local agencies work on to begin with. What's his approach to the work he takes on?
I decided to not touch the super complicated websites. So I got rid of all of that altogether. When I'm thinking from a business point of view, I'm wanting to streamline the process as much as possible. And when something gets interrupted or disrupted, then it messes with, you know, our flow, and then it also messes with efficiency and therefore dollars. And so the other three types of websites, I felt like the process was pretty similar. Now there's gonna be a little, you know, there might be an exception or two. The reason I got rid of, and which, by the way, that's a big reason why I can put my pricing on the website, because I kind of know, just with those three types of websites, I know how many hours it's gonna take to put into that. But the reason I got rid of the kind of discovery questionnaires and things like that is because I quickly discovered, and this is just part of my sales process, is we already addressed that in the sales meeting. So like whenever I go into, I'm talking to a prospect, they're not a client yet. We talk about all of that. It's like an hour and a half meeting. And so we talk about all of that. And I decided to not take on clients unless they give me full creative reign on the site.
Okay, for those scoring at home, that's 3 big pieces of the process Clay has removed that most agencies would never remove. First, no proposal. Pricing is on the website. Second, no discovery work. He does that during the sales conversation. And third, no client, unless Clay's team has full creative reign. Got your own ideas about how your site is going to look? Find someone else to work with. While some of these steps to you might sound like he turns business down, Clay would say, yes, I do, to that, and he'd encourage you to consider doing the same. And it doesn't stop there. Clay has outsourced his accounting. He wants it done right, and, well, it's boring to do. And who wants to dedicate 2 days to boring work that keeps you from doing the more creative work? What's your time worth, anyway? He also outsources his own blog writing. And yes, there's a caveat to all this.
But here's the little asterisk to that, is if you're going to do that, you better be ready to spend that time doing revenue-producing tasks.
Friends, that is the story of Clay Mosley of Rock City Digital. We'll be back next episode with Ashley Winterose of Hideaboo.
It adds a level of difficulty in my situation, as I have been the provider for my family. And out of necessity, sometimes that's when ideas are born. And that was part of Hideaboo.
Now, while I've got you, I'd like to ask you to subscribe to our show and listen to the entirety of seasons 1 and 2 at freelancetofounder.com. And go ahead, share our podcast with a friend. We don't mind. If you enjoyed this 100% free story, can I ask one more favor? Will you head over to iTunes and leave a review? Your feedback is valued and guides us to improve the show. Ratings and reviews are also the way other freelancers will find the show on iTunes. Thanks for listening. For Millo, I'm Brandon Hull. Join us next time.